back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get out?
Yesterday, someone here at the station came up to me and goes, what's the HALT special right now? And I said, well, you got to go H-A-L-T, firstclasshalt.com. Honda's, Acura's, Lexus, Toyota's.
You got to have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, though.
That's right.
They do.
And so they said, what's the special right now? And I said, well, it's a new client special. Have you been there before? You know. Well, you're in luck. Because if you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, and you haven't been a client before, they have a first-time new client special right now. That's an oil change and tire rotation and inspection and getting you right. And by the way, when they do oil changes, I want to mention this. They don't put the cheap oil in there. They put the good oil in there. No sense in them putting anything in their car that's not first class, at first class HALT. So they do the Mobil 1. They do the high-end oil there. $59.95 right now for a great special, and you're going to love it. Absolutely love it at First Class HALT. They're located off of 85 in Anderson, off of 85 in Greenville, and very easy to get off and on and get to them. They have some waiting rooms that are awesome and some food and drinks there for you. A little kids, family waiting room area. If you have to have that, they have to have, matter of fact, oh, how about this? Getting the text from the employee here that said, my wife went to HALT yesterday and they treated her like a queen. Of course they did. That's what they do at First Class HALT. H-A-L-T, firstclasshalt.com. Clemson women's basketball tonight. Do the promo code Qualker Kelly, your favorite between the two, and get out and see Clemson and Notre Dame tonight. 6:45 pregame show, 7 o'clock tip here. A great game. And those ladies certainly deserve your support. So get out and support them tonight. No Paul Strelo today. And so I'll take some recruiting questions here in this segment. I'll try to do my best Paul Strelo imitation. It won't be very good, but I'll try to do my best Paul Strelo imitation. I read Paul Strelo every day. And so I'll go ahead and tell you what I would have asked him, and he would have come up with the answers. My first question would have asked him about the 2019 class. Wednesday is signing day. This coming up Wednesday is the second signing day. And the question I'd ask is what do we know about the who Clemson might sign that's currently not on that list right now, the signee list. Mikey Dukes will announce this Saturday at his high school gym. He's a running back from Charleston, and basically it's Clemson and Syracuse. The thought is that it will be Clemson coming up on Saturday. And then on signing day that you'll see some of the coverage on, it will be Jerion Ealy will decide. He's been to Clemson. He's been to Mississippi State. He's been to Ole Miss. This weekend, he goes to Alabama. As of tonight, I think I'm right to say this, after tonight, all four head coaches would have been in. And so now it just comes down to the latest with the Alabama visit coming up. And I don't think he's going to Mississippi State. I would, at this time, I'd be surprised. I don't know. I think Clemson has the best chance at this point. But again, the other thing you got to watch for is Major League Baseball. So we'll see there. The Tigers had in a bunch of guys this past weekend. And I'm going to tell you what Paul basically would have said about some. I think what Paul basically said about some of these guys. Let me start by position. They had three running backs in this past weekend, two on junior day and one on Sunday. DeMarcus Bowman is a four-star, the number 31 player in the country, five-star by 247. Florida has been the leader. Clemson, Ohio State, Miami, and Georgia, but I think the Tigers in Florida right now are the top two for him. According to Jalen Knighton, a running back from Deerfield Beach, Florida, four-star, number 132 that Dabo Swinney was at, I think, yesterday. Oh, by the way, Dabo Swinney will be with DeMarcus Bowman at his high school this morning in Lakeland, Florida, where it's probably not 21 degrees. Still kind of cold there, I guess. But Knighton has said that Clemson now leads Penn State and Florida State. A five-star running back was in on Sunday, Marshawn Lloyd from Hyattsville, Maryland. He's been to Georgia. He goes to South Carolina this weekend. He's been to Ohio State, I think, maybe Penn State. Those are some of the major ones for them. Clemson has a little traction. He only got to stay for a little while on Sunday. He was coming back from the University of Georgia, but he said he wants to come back later in the spring. This weekend, the Tigers had in two wide receivers, E.J. Williams from Phenix City, Alabama, the number 103rd player in the country, ranked out of Rivals.com, four-star wide receiver. Clemson, Alabama, Auburn, and Georgia. He's been to, I think at the end of this weekend, he's been to all four. He's been to Clemson several times, former teammate of Justin Ross. And at this point in time, I think the Tigers are in good shape. Also, they brought in three-star wide receiver Keandre Lambert from Norfolk, Virginia. And it's still pretty early in his process. I've seen some interviews with him. The Tigers are right there. I don't think they're pushing. I don't think he's pushing to make a decision at this point. The number one tight end in the country, Eric Gilbert, five-star, number nine player overall from Marietta, Georgia, was here. Georgia, Clemson, Tennessee, LSU, Penn State, very early in his process, but the Tigers made a big impression there. Clemson staff had in five offensive linemen this weekend, including two four-star commitments in John Williams and Paul Tchio, and three-star commitment in Walker Parks. They had in two uncommitted offensive linemen, the number 140 player in the country, four-star, number 15 tackle in the country, Mitchell Mays from Raleigh, North Carolina, Clemson, Virginia Tech, NC State, Tennessee, maybe North Carolina. It's still early in his process. Bryn Tucker from Knoxville, Tennessee, four-star, number four guard in the country, Clemson, Oklahoma, Tennessee, some other ones, but I think Clemson's in pretty good shape with both of those guys coming out of the weekend. Boy, what a five-star extravaganza it was at defensive end this weekend. Miles Murphy, number 11 player in the country, five-star out of Marietta, Georgia, the number two strong side defensive end, according to Rivals.com. Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, mainly Clemson, Georgia right now, and Tigers in pretty good shape there. The number five player in the country was here, Brian Bricey, from Damascus, Maryland, five-star, number one strong side defensive end in the country. Penn State was in pretty good shape. I think Clemson leads now over Penn State and Georgia. A great visit there. And the number one player in South Carolina was here, defensive end Jordan Birch from Columbia, number 32 overall player, the number three strong side defensive end in America, and a four-star, but don't be surprised if he works his way up to a five-star at some point. I think Clemson leads South Carolina at this point. Three defensive tackles were here, one previously committed, one committed this weekend, and one that will now have to wait and see what Clemson does. DeMonte Capehart, number 95 player in the country, a four-star, was here, the number five defensive tackle in America, according to Rivals, who was a commitment before. Trey Williams committed this weekend, Washington, D.C., number 162 overall, the number nine defensive tackle in the country, a four-star committed. And they also had in Cole Brevard from Carmel, Indiana, ranked number 196 in the country, number 13 defensive tackle. Numbers are getting tight at defensive tackle now. Not sure about Timmy Smith, not sure about Cole Brevard, and not sure that Brissy or maybe some of those other guys might move inside eventually. Both linebackers that were here this weekend are now commitments. Previously committed Sergio Allen from Fort Valley, Georgia, number 179 in the country, the 15th ranked outside linebacker. Was previously committed, and Kevin Swint from Carrollton, Georgia, committed this weekend. Four-star, number 166 in the country, and the 13th rated outside linebacker is a commitment. Clemson had in four very talented defensive backs this weekend. At safety, Chris Thompson, who 247 has as their number one safety in the country, was here from Duncanville, Texas, and the staff was already out this week to get back on that and strike while the iron is hot. Clemson, Notre Dame, Texas, Texas A&M, LSU appear to be among the leaders at this early stage. And Malcolm Green, who's kin to Kayvon Wallace from High Springs, Virginia, three-star safety slash corner slash nickel, the number 16 safety in the country, was here. Five-star Fred Davis. You like that name? Five-star Fred Davis from Jacksonville, Florida, was here, the number 21 player in the country. Very early in his process now, but Clemson made a very, very impressionable impression with him. And now Clemson leads, according to Henry Gray, a defensive back from Miami, Florida, four-star, another top 100 player, the number seven corner in the country, number 72 overall. Clemson leads Ohio State, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Miami, a former University of Miami commitment, but now he says the Tigers are his current leader. Very early through a lot of those guys, but that is a extremely talented junior day at Clemson, and those were basically what I would ask him. Now, they're going to have another junior day coming up in March, And then the other piece of news that we will get is that a lot of these guys and others that weren't able to make it are coming down for the spring game in April. And that would include DJ Uwangalale, five-star number one player in the country, quarterback from Bellflower, California. That would also include Rakeem Jarrett, five-star wide receiver from Washington, D.C., Julian Fleming, five-star wide receiver from Pennsylvania. That would also include, potentially include, you know, other players coming back. I think Brian Brisi, the number one player in 247, coming back, five-star defensive end from Damascus. The spring game could be one of the most highly anticipated junior events to come through here as well. So, good stuff there. I do want to tell you about Lakeside Lodge here in Clemson. I have to admit that I have not been by Lakeside Lodge in the last week or so. I go about once a week now just to check on the property. You know, they want me to come out now. I just go by to see it, and I got to tell you, man, it is absolutely amazing. And how fast it's going up. And so you're starting to see it now. I like when stuff comes out of the ground, I can see it. I'm not very good at conceptualizing and visualizing stuff that's not there yet. So Lakeside Lodge is there. Now, I do know this concept, and I do like this idea. Condo tell, when you're not using your condominium, you can stick it out and rent it out and make some money off of it. So it's a great deal on both ends. To find out how that process works and about how you can get your awesome condo, studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom, it's LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Mr. Ward 24, you back? You okay over there? Everything good? You learn anything from the recruiting segment with Paul Strelo just then?
Thank you to Paul for coming
Go
on, by the way.
Everton. Yeah. Everton, Everton, Everton. Go Warriors. Warriors, Warriors, Warriors.
I learned that your sweet spot is in the names like Fred Davis.
Yeah, text said stick to Fred Davis. It's Fareed. Efred Davis is his name.
And you maybe trip up on a couple of the other names.
Who?
Everything was fine for my ears, but, you know, some other people are saying these things.
It's not easy. I do know it's DJ Uwangalale.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know DeMarcus Bowman, Jalen Knighton, Marshawn Lloyd, EJ Williams, Keandre Lambert, Eric Gilbert, John Williams, Walker Parks. It's Paul Chio. Or Chio. Yes, Chio. I got that one. Brent Tucker, Mitchell Mays, Miles Murray, Jordan Birch. Brian, it's either Brissy or it's the last name's S-E. It's like the C. It's either Brissy or Brissy. Besides that one, man, Capehart, Williams, Brevard, Alice, Went, Thompson, Green. I think I did really good, man.
Listen,
it's kind of like my states. I think I went 50 for 50.
You think you did, but you didn't.
Can we do it again?
I mean, we can, but I don't want you to, you know, fail, because it was tough to see that, you know.
No, it actually wasn't. How many would you get out of 50?
I got 50.
Yeah. After I did it.
No, I did it before.
No. A couple of quick little notes, news and notes here. A former walk-on at Clemson, because we don't know a whole lot about it, says that the random tests that are tested out there is they test for designer and recreational drugs. So they test for both, according to him. And the article says that 50 were tested for PEDs. The other thing, and I don't know this, Zach, but I don't know this for a fact, but I think I remember being told, and that's not very convincing, I'm sure. But on the random test, I think it's like everybody has a number, and you select like number 9, number 16, number 42, not your jersey number. But, like, you don't know who you're selecting when it's random testing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That it's not like I said, okay, we're going to test Johnson, Davis, Jones, and Orr today. It's you test number 84, 116, 111, and number 4, whatever. So, but not the jersey number, because that way you don't know it. But everybody has a different one. So I think I'm right with saying that. I think that shuts down the idea that you can say, well, we're not going to. Goodness gracious, don't test Zach Giello because we need him in the Cotton Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Okay. I feel like my pastor said, follow me. We're okay with this now?
You follow me.
You okay with this now? I thought that Ross Taylor, the new football SID / associate athletic director /
Clemson's temporary replacement.
Right. I thought he took a major step forward yesterday in his filing of temporary.
How's that?
He came up with this stat. Yesterday was Clemson Day at the New York Stock Exchange. And President Clemens was there, a bunch of students, student-athletes, T. Higgins, Isaiah Simmons, some administrators, some professors. They went up for New York Stock Exchange Day.
I didn't get the call. Did you get the call?
I did not. With that said, they were able to, Simmons and Higgins were able to ring the closing bell.
Mm-hmm.
And Ross Taylor came up with this yesterday on Clemson Day. Thank goodness. Hey, we need to save every day Clemson Day on the New York Stock Exchange because the Dow went up 434 points. Your man over here made him another million yesterday. So that's good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Probably lose $2 million today, but that's okay. But anyway, so the Dow was up yesterday 434 points. Ross Taylor tells us, however, on the season, Clemson outscored their opponents this year. They were plus 467. So Clemson still outperformed the New York Stock Exchange yesterday. So that's good news to hear. But, hey, man, is there a coincidence that we just happen to have a great day, over 25,000 for the first time in a while now, on the day that we have Clemson Day over at New York Stock Exchange? I would venture a no on that one. So good stuff there. I appreciate Ross pointing that out. I thought that was fantastic. We'll take a break. We'll come back. South Carolina, a safety gets a sixth year. We'll tell you who and what that might mean to their depth chart when you come back for more. My friends over at Carolina Heating want you to know that the generators are available. And I really, truly hope that you don't need generators. Now, your mom, you told me this morning that your mom was out of power this morning.
Yeah, they lost power at some point during the night, so they got the wood stove cranking downstairs.
I need you to understand this. Get her a generator from our friends over at Carolina Heating, 864-707-0924.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that she has everything right and like her alarm systems won't go down. The generators are awesome. The generators are awesome. It goes in and she can feel safe. She can feel warm.
Yep.
Power never goes off.
Yep.
Lights never go off. Computer never goes off. All those kind of things. To get this, they strive for great quality. And I got to tell you, these Carolina generators are top of the line. To find out more about some great deals going on right now, and I hope that your power never goes off, but from your business, from your personal life, at your home, CarolinaHeating.com, CarolinaHeating.com, 864-707-0924, 864-707-0924, 24-hour day, 7-day emergency service, too, with any of your heating and air conditioning stuff, too. But talk about those generators with them, as hopefully that will not happen to you in the near future. If it does, let them take care of you. A break. We'll come back. Open phone lines, text, and tweets. Whew, my Paul Street limitation is now over. I can relax. More right after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
When you're serious about baseball, you need to trust First Team Sports. That's where you'll find Rapsodo, baseball bat technology that shows you exit velocity, launch angle, and direction of your hit right at your fingertips. There's an in-cage television that shows each hit so you can try them all to find the bat that's just right for you. Consider First Team Sports your bat fitting specialist. They'll be your secret weapon when you step in the box. And it takes the guesswork out of buying. First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 2219, see associate for details.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy? Cold sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vella?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason, because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pinckney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. 353-5053. Harbin Lumber wants to talk to you if you are remodeling your own home, subbing it out. Anyone can use this service. The bottom line is that they have their own financing there in case you need to finance some stuff. But if you're subbing this thing out, you're going to love it. It's Harbin Lumber. It's a full-service lumber yard. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number. 353-5053. 353-5053. It's harbinlumber.com. The Gamecocks get good news yesterday. South Carolina football safety JT Ibe, who missed all but four games last year, was applied for a six-year of eligibility, and he has been granted that six-year. TheBigSpur.com, Hale McGranahan first reported this. He started each of the first four games of the season but suffered a knee injury against Kentucky and didn't play after that, and now he will come back. I think that this now means that you've got some more depth back there at safety, maybe even a starter back there at safety. Let me tell you what the depth chart looks like for 2019 now. You would have at safety slash nickel, you've got Jalen Dickerson has not done anything yet. He's just been hurt, and he's been has not been a factor as of yet. So I'm not sure if you can count on him. He's talented, we hear, but we just hadn't seen it on the field because he can't stay healthy. Also, you have the Charleston kid is transferring out. Harvey transferred out. So you've got Roderick, and I think Roderick did a good job last year as a true freshman at one of the safeties. You have Gibson, a redshirt freshman. You have at nickel, if you play Israel Mukamu at corner, and you play maybe Cook at one corner, then you can play Horn at nickel, or Horn can play a corner, and you play Jamias Williams at nickel. It's still an area of concern. Cam Smith, I think, is going to come in and play. But having JT Ibe back there, I think, gives them a little more stability, a little more. You know, he's a guy who played at Kansas for three years, and he gets a no doubt he gets them a little more experience back there. So pretty good news for South Carolina on that front. Do you care about academic All-American stuff? A lot of our people don't, or academic All-ACC stuff. A lot of people don't, but I do think it is good to recognize guys when they do this. What's your thought about academic?
I mean, personally, it doesn't bother me or sway my opinion one way or the other. I'm proud of the guys that do it, and I'm not disappointed in the guys that don't.
Adam Choice, you're not surprised by that.
Last year on campus, nice to see him finish up strong.
Already graduated and human resource development, and a guy that was, I would say, it's not a direct correlation to how you articulate yourself, articulate your thoughts. I know people who aren't very smart that sound smarter than they are. I know people who aren't, or who are very smart that might not be able to articulate those thoughts.
Sure.
But Adam Choice was one of the best interviews, and from what we know about him, one of the captains. I thought during a national championship speech when he made it, he goes, look, my career didn't turn out like it was, but I was a captain this year. I think it says a lot about him, character. So I think you can draw some of those conclusions in there. I'm not surprised by that. Justin Falsinelli, the center, graduate student, business administration. I thought that was a...
These are first team?
First team All-ACC.
Okay.
Academic All-ACC. Kendall Joseph, linebacker, graduate of athletic leadership is what his graduate degree is getting in athletic leadership. I like that idea. That's not a... Those three guys are all seniors, mature. If you already graduated in your graduate school, like Christian Wilkins is on this list as well, good for you, man. You know, but you pretty much got your ducks in a row. You got your stuff together, and you know how to go about this. In the graduate level classes, you know, you're going to do well there, you think. The three underclassmen that made it, junior Sean Pollard, a history major, that's your deal. Nice to see that. That didn't surprise me. You know, Pollard's that guy who has the charity, the cancer charity in the preseason.
Yeah.
So that's not a huge surprise there.
He's got a big old paper coming at him next semester.
Really?
Your last semester on campus, you got to write a gigantic research paper.
How many pages?
History. Mine, when I finished up, was 35 pages.
That's gigantic paper?
35 pages isn't gigantic paper?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like. I thought you meant like a couple hundred.
No, we're not defending a dissertation.
Good for him. I think he's got this. Amari Rogers, wide receiver, sports communication, sophomore. Not surprising. Again, a very mature guy who takes care of his business. And finally, Mr. Or24,
mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence.
How about that?
Pre-business as a second semester freshman.
Good for him.
You can say through all that. So good stuff there. Academic All-ACC team. So glad to see that. Good for those guys. Now, I mentioned this a little earlier in the show. I wanted to talk about this now. I don't know if I didn't know this until yesterday. I did say that the ratings were very good for the Clemson-Alabama game. But we didn't know they were as good as they were. It turned out a little better than we thought. According to Charlie Potter from Bama Online, this year's college football national championship game averaged 27 million viewers and was the most watched of their previous three head-to-head college football championship games, based upon the final Nielsen reporting. The final audience said live total audience members, 26,979 viewers. They're up 3% and up 2% from the final reported on January the 11th and the 3rd. I'm sorry. Up 3% from 2016, up 2% from 2017. So more people watched. You know, one of the things we talked about was, do we have Alabama and Clemson fatigue? Apparently not, because more people watched this national championship game than watched the previous national championship games. And more people watched this game than watched the Sugar Bowl last year. It was...
Well, less people went, so we needed more people to watch at home.
Yeah, but not millions.
Millions of people didn't go.
Yeah, actually, in our country, hundreds of millions of people didn't go. Among the most watched cable telecasts of all times, It was already the top 10 most watched cable broadcast. With the new measured audience, it ranks 7th among all-time cable telecast ever. All 5 of those games rank in the top 10. The New Year's Day 6 was the most watched among the years in college football playoff outside of New Year's Day. So that's good news.
What's the top 10?
I don't have that top 10 here.
It's got to be Super Bowl, right?
Cable broadcast.
Super Bowl's not on cable?
Nope. Super Bowl's been on regular broadcast TV. Cable meaning or ABC, NBC, CBS, and I think Fox, those are non-cable. These are all cables. So the ESPN, FX, whatever, you know, those are all cable. So
got it.
Yep. So 27 million, the most Alabama and Clemson watched games ever. That debunks the myth. Well, I can't say that. That's not true either. It doesn't mean that we don't have Alabama Clemson fatigue. It means that we don't have enough fatigue where we're not going to watch it.
Yeah.
Right. And here in this market, we're going to watch
it. You going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it.
No, I'm going to watch it.
But I'll tell you right now, if it was Iowa State playing Boise State for the national championship, I'd watch it. That's what always gets me. Because we have these conspiracy theorists out there that say, hey, well, you got to have the big money teams in there to watch it. Not necessarily. And the other thing is, like, we love Cinderella stories in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, we had this conspiracy thing that, oh, we're only going to put big teams in the football deal. What's one of the greatest storylines? Would you say this? Would you agree with this? One of the greatest storylines of the NCAA tournament are the Cinderellas, right?
Sure.
People get enthralled by them.
Yep.
You got a koozie with Sister Jean last year.
Yeah, I gave it away.
Can't believe you did that.
I gave it to someone who's a huge Sister Jean fan.
But that was a story, and you were intrigued by watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, people try to tell me, hey, well, nobody watches that because it's not the Blue Bloods.
You want to watch Mount St. Mary's play in the title game, or do you want to watch...
I'd love to watch Mount St. Mary's.
Villanova, UNC.
You want to watch the movie Hoosiers, or do you want to watch the movie where the best team just rolls over everybody? Did you watch Miracle because the United States team pulled this greatest upset? We love upsets, man. We love the little guy. We love the great story. We love the movie script.
We love stories, yes.
Right.
In real life, we don't.
Really?
No. We want to watch big teams play.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to watch the college football finals, and let's take Clemson out of it.
Yep.
Is there more chance you're going to watch? I don't know anymore. Let me back all the way up. If it's Iowa State and Boise State from playing for the national championship football, you going to watch it or not?
It'll be on, but I'm not going to watch nearly as intently as I would for a bigger school.
Really?
Oh no! Of course, would you? No.
I'm watching the national championship.
I'm watching it, yes.
You going to watch the Super Bowl this weekend?
Yes. Am I going to watch it as intently as if the Giants are playing? No chance.
No, but they don't measure how intently you watch it when you're talking about ratings.
Oh, sure. It'll be on. My ratings will be reflected in the broadcast this weekend.
Right. Because you're not going to watch it, double negative. You're going to watch through all that. Are you excited at all for the 30 for 30 tonight? Deion Sanders, 9 o'clock.
I'm not going to watch it live, but I'll probably watch it at some point. Are you going to watch it live? You going to record it?
I'm probably going to watch it live.
You're going to watch it live.
I think Deion Sanders is one of the most interesting players. You know what he is? He's polarizing. People loved him or people hated him.
And you were on what side of the fence? You're not a Falcons fan. You're not a Braves fan.
You play with the Yankees.
But at least the commercials I've seen so far focus on his time with the Braves and Falcons.
I don't pull for Deion. So I'm not a Deion fan.
Interesting.
But I watch Deion because I'm interested in Deion. He's polarizing enough to me. I watch him because I don't like him. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Finally, in this segment, I want to touch on this.
Finally.
If you watch 2 videos at all today, and this is why we need more. We need some video coverage here of the show. First, people need to see you at work. If we had you on Facebook Live or on a website where they get to go watch you on camera, our ratings would go way up. People get to look at you every day.
Ratings will plummet.
No. So that's great.
I have to wear good clothes to work every day.
But secondly, I'd wear this trash. But secondly,
I'm wearing a quarter zip and nice pants. Like, I'm not wearing anything bad and a hat.
Yeah, I dress like a bum every day. on purpose. Secondly, I wish we could show the videos here on the show and get your reaction to it a little bit, but let me describe them. Have you seen the video of Brandon Crooks walking in the janitor for the Los Angeles Rams and giving him Super Bowl tickets?
I did. I saw that.
Oh, man. Crooks did an awesome job of telling the guy how much they appreciate him. His work does not go unnoticed. And how the place looks nice every day as a result of him and his team, whatever. And it gives him, so him and his son can go to the Super Bowl. And he got to go out there because you got to pull us through, man. You got to be a part of this thing, whatever. I thought that Crooks did a great job of
Cooks.
That.
Cooks.
Brandon
Cooks.
Oh, no, Brandon Cooks, wide receiver. Cooks. Cooks did a great job of telling this guy. Basically, what he said to the guy was just as good as the tickets, in my words. But he did a great job with that. It's Cooks, Brandon Cooks. Brandon, not Bandon, Brandon Cooks.
Fred Davis. Nice, easy name for you. We're going to call everybody Fred from now on.
Oregon State guy. Didn't he play at Oregon State?
Brandon Crooks.
Cooks.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Great wide receiver. Anyway, I enjoyed that part. You said you have seen it.
I have seen the video, yes.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah, the big oversized tickets.
Yeah, those are great. So watch that one. If you haven't seen that one, watch that one.
Brandon Crooks, Bobby Greenville says, Brandon Cooks, Crooks is the police officer in Clemson that arrested me my freshman year. Well, MIP.
The second video that you have to watch today.
Number two.
Have you seen the video of the special needs little girl at the Phoenix Open with Gary Woodland? It's on my Twitter right now. I retweeted it.
I've muted you on Twitter.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I haven't seen it, though.
You probably did. I don't know.
I have not muted you. You can look at it right now.
All right. Go watch this. Special needs little girl, and they invite her down. She's a golfer. They invite her down and hits on this par three, and she hits it. You know, it's the stadium par three. It's the one with all the 100,000 fans around it.
Mm-hmm.
They had a practice round yesterday or earlier this week some point in time. And she hits it up there, and it hits a pretty good shot, but it goes to the bunker.
Ugh.
Gets the ball out of the bunker to about 10 or 12 feet, cans the par putt. And
Did she?
Yeah. She is an absolute sweetheart, man. And she's confident. It's so funny because she said, yeah, I got this. And, you know, you can do it. Oh, no, I can do it. I got it. I mean, I think it's awesome. I think it's really good. And so if you really want to feel good today, I don't do this very often, watch those two videos. And just Google them and watch them, and it'll make your day, man. It made my day last night. That would just really, really, really made me feel good. So really cool stuff there. You know what else made me feel good yesterday, Mr. War 24?
Back 30?
Yeah. 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 I found out what I do over there, what my procedures are over there. Angela told me yesterday, I have an IPL.
I don't know what that means. You said it earlier.
It's a...
Yeah, best guy walking through the place this morning.
Who's it?
Ben Milstead. He's going fly fishing after the show today.
It's an IPL. It's a pin that goes down on your face, and it here it is. I have IPL photo rejuvenation.
Photo rejuvenation.
Yep. It is IPL is laser treatments, computer controlled light therapy. It goes underlying skin layers, and it's. And it helps these sunspots and age spots that I have. It targets melanin. And she said now my face is producing much more melanin or whatever, or much more collagen maybe. Yeah, it stimulates collagen. That's what it does. I'm producing much more collagen. And she said my skin looks awesome. Reduces wrinkles and takes care of those visible pores. You look youthful. You look radiant. Your complexion is great. Unbelievable. So IPL is what I have. Now, I'll be honest with you. You might not yet need IPL. You might need cool sculpting. You might need micro needling. You might need Botox. You might need Ultra Shape. You might need B12 shots or hormone replacements. By the way, they have millennial treatments over there, Mr. War24.
I don't know what that means.
Millennial treatments? I can tell you. You can go to back30.com and find out the alt therapy, the Botox, the Juvederm, the Skin Medica stuff they have, Derma Sweeps. You might have some issues already. Take care of it, my point. They have something for everybody, but you need to just get it like just a consultation about what would make you look better. I look great now. Like a million bucks now. Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, Foreman, Greenville, safe, voted best in the upstate. Good people. Check them out, backto30.com. Break, come back, final segment right after this.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, LKQPickYourPart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle. When it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you, find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Engineered Sleep is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
You know one thing we didn't do, buddy, today? I didn't give you basketball scores from last night.
Hit me.
I always do this. We didn't do it. 10th ranked Marquette down Butler 76-58. Butler's only 12-10 right now and 3-8 in the Big East. 3-6 in the Big East. Virginia Tech down Miami. 12th ranked Hokies win 82-70. Virginia Tech now 6-2. Miami at 1-7. Villanova ranked 14th in the country. Went to DePaul and won 86-74. 15th ranked Louisville went to Wake Forest and won 82-54. Man, Wake Forest is terrible. They come here on Sunday. LSU ranked 19th in the country under Will Wade. Went to 7-0 in the SEC by going to A&M and winning 72-57. You get this thing in college basketball we have now, Mr. War 24. the haves and have-nots. LSU now 7-0, A&M now 1-7. Louisville now 7-1, Wake Forest 1-7. Virginia Tech now 6-2, Miami now 1-7. Marquette 8-1, Butler now 3-6. In the leagues, man, it's just the haves and the have-nots. Same thing in Iowa State. Now, Iowa State's not a have, but West Virginia under Huggy Bear, they got beat 93-68 last night. 23rd Iowa State won. West Virginia's 1-7 in the Big 12.
They're bad right now.
I mean, it's hard to believe, but a lot of haves and a lot of have-nots. Syracuse did go to Boston College and win 77-71 in the ACC from last night. And I always have to check the SEC to see if we have any unranked teams, and we did. Florida down to Ole Miss, 90-86 in overtime. And Auburn beat Missouri 92-58. Missouri's bad. 1-6 for Missouri. But I think that's interesting. We talk about this in football all the time, how that divide has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. In the ACC right now, Virginia, Duke, and Louisville are 7-1. North Carolina's 6-1. Virginia Tech and Syracuse are 6-2. Down at the bottom, Wake Forest, Miami, Notre Dame are all 1-7. Pittsburgh's 2-6. Boston College and Clemson are 2-5. You got some middle teams in there, three middle teams in there, but it's basically just the haves and the have-nots. And we're seeing that across the board more and more and more. Texture says on 986-1566, said, just watched the Gary Woodland video. Wow, does anyone have a box of tissues? That's awesome. Job by Kuchar and Woodland. At 9:01 this morning, Zach, will you watch it with me?
9:01?
Yeah.
No, I'll be saving the show still.
At 9:02, can I get 5 minutes with you or 4 minutes with you and watch
5 minutes is an eternity with you outside of paid hours. But yeah, I can do it.
I can pay you to watch it with me.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we can watch the show. We can watch it.
All right, just making sure we can do that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Do you want to save our prop bets for tomorrow or...
How many you got on the list?
Oh, well, let me see. Let's do it today.
We might as well. We got 10 minutes.
Let's do this today. I was sent this yesterday. These are the 10 most popular Super Bowl prop bets.
Is so, Josh going to do this on Friday?
Well, we have more than 10. I got a million. Yeah, Josh did this tomorrow, but let me preview it today. You ready?
It is tomorrow, Friday. Jeez.
Rams are 2.5-point underdogs. 78% of the money on the Rams. I thought that we said that 98% whatever was on, 85% was the Patriots.
That's not a prop bet. That's a regular bet.
Well, just give me all the bets. Over under 56.5. 54% say over. 46%
say under. What color Gatorade goes on the winning coach? That's the stuff I want.
Props. Tom Brady, 25%. Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
Jared Goff, 18%. Mm. Gurley, 10%. Mm. Sony Michel, 7%. Aaron Donald, 3%. Crooks and Cooks both have votes. Tom Brady passing yards, over under 301. 65% say over. Jared Goff, 289. 87% say over. Gronkowski, total receiving yards, 53.5. 78% say over. Longest field goals, 48 yards. 70% say over. The coin toss, heads or tails, 57% say heads. Do you call the same thing every single time?
Do I call the same thing every time?
Yeah. No. You switch it up every time?
Yep.
Not me.
Sometimes I go a streak of heads, a streak of tails. It just depends.
Not me.
I haven't called a coin flip in a while, to be honest with you.
I call it the same thing every time.
Is that right?
Yep. Tails never fails.
Tails never fails. But when it does?
Heads is... Don't know. Length of the national anthem. Over, under, a minute, 50 seconds. 52% say over. How many times will Giselle be shown on TV? Over, under, 1.5. Zach Orr says not enough. 62. We'll get two shots of Giselle.
I didn't say that.
Adam Levine will be wearing a hat to start the performance of the halftime show. 51% say yes. 49% say no. Does Adam Levine wear hats?
I have no idea.
How long will it take?
Good hair, doesn't he?
Oh, Gladys Knight singing the national anthem?
Is she?
Sign me up for some of that.
There you go. They're going to show it?
One of the two great...
They're going to show it?
Oh, National Anthem? Yeah. Show it at Super Bowl. Because Gladys Knight singing it. Let me tell you something. I don't care where you stand on any of this political stuff about the National Anthem kneeling or said, I don't care about it. You don't show Gladys Knight singing the National Anthem, there'll be a national outrage. One of the two greatest female singers in American recording history. Gladys Knight. The other?
I don't know. Who's your top two here?
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. You can't get any more talented than Gladys Knight or Aretha Franklin, or else I hadn't seen it. Let me put it to you like that. Here's a prop bet for you, Mr. Or 24. Will any member of the Pips join Gladys Knight? 5-1, yes. 1-10, no.
Are they all still alive?
I don't know how many Pips there are. And you're my Pip, by the way.
I don't know what that means.
Gladys Knight, the Pips. You're my whoopee. Will Gladys Knight omit a word from National Anthem? 7-1, yes. 1-15, no. What will her attire be for the National Anthem? Dress and skirt, 2-5. Pants and shorts, 17 to...
What's the over-under on time?
By the way, Gladys Knight has her restaurant in Atlanta. Over-under on time is 1:50.
1:50?
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch some replays.
Gladys Knight's microphone during the National Anthem on the mic stand 2-3, not on the mic stand 5-4, headset 14-1.
Oh, mic stand.
Will any of the scoring drives take less than Pink takes to sing the National Anthem? I thought Gladys Knight was singing the National Anthem.
Wasn't Pink last year?
Yeah, he didn't do this right. He left that one in there. Well, Gladys Knight kneeled during the National Anthem.
What's the odds?
5-1, yes. 1-10, no. Will any player kneel? I don't know if they're going to be out for that. What color will Adam Levine's shoes be during the halftime show? Black, white, brown, blue, red, orange, yellow, green, purple, pink. That's got to be the predominant color. Well, Adam Levine, we were in a hand, told you that. Maroon 5 songs at halftime, over under 4. Will they sing Sunday morning at halftime? I don't even know what that is. I hope they sing Lovely Day. Lovely Day. Lovely Day. Lovely Day. Lovely Day. That's a remake.
I hope it's not like that.
Oh, I hope it is like that. Soulful sounds. Adam Levine and Mickey Pollard up there getting
Goodness
a lovely day
gracious.
Done.
Gracious.
A lovely day. Lovely day. Who will be shown first on during the singing of the National Anthem? Tom Brady or Jared Goff? Who will be first shown during the National Anthem? Bill Belichick or Sean McVay? Rob Gronkowski have his hand on his heart in the National Anthem? Yes and no. Mercedes-Benz roof
Does
open
at
kickoff?
Does he know where his heart is in his body?
Ouch. Very ouch. He's heartless.
I don't know if he's heartless. I just don't know if he knows where his heart is in the human body.
You're saying he's that dumb?
I think he's a moron.
Is that because he had a $103,000 tab at a bar one time?
No. That's just a good time. I just think he's a moron.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium roof, open or closed?
Look at the weather. You can get that answer.
Got to get closed there, bro.
Yeah.
Who'll be mentioned first in broadcast, Belichick or McVay? Will the greatest all-time be mentioned in broadcast? Yes, of course. Will Belichick be referred to as a genius? You can bet on that. You know, you might be a degenerate gambler if you're betting on how many times I show Robert Kraft. Will Tom Brady be seen cussing? See, now it says cursing. What's a curse word?
Poopy.
Poo-poo.
Poo-poo.
That call was teety. Hey, mister.
Mr.
Poo-poo man.
This is poo-poo.
Will the greatest show on turf be said during the broadcast?
Oh, yes. How many times is the question? Or did you say once?
No. Will it be said on the broadcast?
Oh, yeah. It's easy money.
Will Romo Stradamus be mentioned during the broadcast? The word Romo Stradamus.
I hope not. If Jim Nance says that.
Will Tony Romo say, here we go. Over under 2.5.
Here we go. Yes. Over.
Will John Bon Jovi be shown during the broadcast? Will Tiger Woods be mentioned during the broadcast?
Why would Bon Jovi be shown?
Will Nance or Romo mention the spread during the broadcast?
No.
Will any player throw a ball in the stands? Will there be a streaker? We can bet on anything, man. What color will liquid be poured on the winning coach? Who will the MVP thank during his speech first? Teammates, God, family, coach, owner, fans, refs. The first Dorito commercial color of the bag. Who will have a higher Super Bowl Tom Brady passes or Donald Trump tweets? Any member of the winning team visit the White House? Nielsen ratings, you can bet on that. Total members of social media engagement, 200 million is the over-under there. Seemed like a lot. Will Rob Gronkowski or Tom Brady retire or Bill Belichick retire before week 1 of next year? Crazy stuff, man. I'll forgive degenerate gamblers. This is Brad Hughes, Extra Forgiveness Award. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Again, he has an Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Get in touch with them. Better coverage, better rates. Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Any degenerate gambler that has to gamble on any of those things, then something's wrong with you, man.
Do you do the Super Bowl, like, boxes?
I don't. At my house, we have. The only thing we're planning on doing on Sunday, again, pending my wife and my son and their current physical condition, we might stop by your house.
It's not at my house.
Huh?
It's not at my house.
Where is it? Well, I'm not invited.
Of course you are.
No, you can't invite somebody. You can't invite me to somebody else's house.
We're at a Super Bowl party.
Oh, no. We're not coming now.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not coming.
Too inconvenient for you.
We finish things up as we always do. Now I'm disappointed. Now I have nothing to do for Super Bowl. Finish things up as we always do, a 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, you're Lady Tigers play tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be in the building this evening.
The plan is to.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to use the promo code Kelly.
Use the Kwok one. He needs to kind of close the gap a little bit. She's crushing him in that so far. 7 o'clock tonight, 6:45 free game. Can't wait to bring to you on WCCP.
My 2-minute drill brought to you by AirDunair.com for all of real estate.